Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Happy to have you with us, and we're talking about men's basketball. We're down at Ferris State and Grand Valley State this past weekend. Couple of big wins, 78-72 over Ferris State. Grand Valley State, 76-71. What a great weekend, Coach. Congratulations.
You know what? Thanks, Dirk. It was a huge weekend for the team, and you know, to go on the road and be able to. I think it was 1914 the last time we swept those guys down there. So it's been a long time, and the guys really played well, and I'm happy for them because it put us in a position to move up in the standings, and also and there's a lot of basketball left. But if it were to end today, we'd have a home game on that first weekend.
Is that the biggest goal right now for the team as you look ahead for this weekend?
Well, I think there's a lot of basketball left, but certainly, if you can get your frame of mind proper, and your mental aspect of the game together and play, it certainly is a lot easier to play that quarterfinal. And I'm not trying to put us in there. I'm trying to look ahead and prepare. To that first game, if that's at home, it sure saves on your legs. It sure saves on your mind, and it's a difficult proposition to go on the road, play Wednesday, stay Thursday, Friday, play Saturday, Sunday. It's just really, really difficult. And if you could spare yourself of that first trip, it'd be awesome. And of course, it'd be awesome to get in the tournament and play, but it'd be even better to be able to play that first game at home.
You talked about how it seems like it's been forever since you beat Grand Valley downstate, since 2003. So they made a run to come back, but you had a freshman step up and hit a big three.
Yeah, well, we ran the play that we ran the same play that that we used at home against Lake Superior State, and Ben hit the three, at home, and then we ran it, and he curled. He came off and he curled it because that's what the defense gave him. Took two drives, a man helped off of Jason Hawk, and Jason stepped up and hit it. Of course, he was hot the whole game, and he played a whale of a game, meaning Jason Hawk, for a freshman to go down in that setting and come out with 20 points in 20 minutes is an awesome feat, and he really played well offensively.
Well, it was a great. The whole weekend was good. I mean, look at the standings and the way everything's kind of shaken off. It really puts a lot of interest, even more interest, in this weekend coming up. With Wayne State and Saginaw Valley. Talk about these two games. Now we know these two teams. We've seen what they bring to the table. They've seen what we bring to the table. How different will these two meetings be compared to the meetings down in their places?
It's a great question. I think Wayne State, in evaluating them, they got a couple players that are playing a little bit better than they were when we played them down there a couple weeks ago. So they're athletic. They can really score in transition. If we can somehow, some way, get back and minimize their transition points, we'll have a great opportunity. They struggle a little bit. In a half-court situation as far as scoring, but with that being said, it's still not going to be an easy task to overcome their athleticism. And like I said, they do have a couple kids that are shooting a little bit better than what they were down there. So, we got to keep an extra eye on those shooters, and I can't remember their names right now. I know it's number 30, and Zero is averaging a little bit more points than what he was down there. But, it'll be interesting, and Saginaw is just one of those situations, and I can't explain it because we've just gone down there the last I don't know how many years and just laid an egg playing, and I mean it's clearly my fault, and I gotta do a better job mentally preparing these guys on a Saturday when we play down there. But goodness sakes, we certainly owe them, and it's a team that's very young, and we said that when we were down there. But yet very capable, and then he took it to us right from the get-go down there, and we battled them and just came up short right at the end. But at home you got to take care of business, and we've always said that. It'll be a very, very interesting weekend because it's two teams that it's teams that are going to be very competitive, but we've always said this the whole year long, if you take care of business at home, you're going to give yourself a chance.
Well, Coach, you both games were so close down there. We win by two over Wayne State. You know, in a low scoring game, 52-50. Do you expect the scores to be that low again?
Well, I hope that we can do a little bit better job scoring at home. Defensively, they are very good, like I said, and that's what they, you know, put their hat on is the defensive side. Coach Greer does a great job with the Wayne State guys, and they're not afraid to put their nose in there and get it bloodied, and that's the way they're going to be coming up here. I did talk to him recently, and he's the kind of guy that's a no-nonsense guy, and he says, you know, we're starting to get it a little bit. So that means, for him to say that means they're playing pretty doggone well. So I don't expect it to be, you know, in the 50s. I hope that we can contain them to keep them in the 50s, but I hope we can get up into 60s or 70s. So, you know, that's our goal, but, you know, of course, they're going to make that a little bit more difficult.
And coming up on Saturday, we have our senior day. Last regular season home game for these guys. I know you've said, you know, many times here that we have a lot of basketball left, but what have these two seniors meant to your program?
Well, you know what, that's a great, these guys have meant the world. You know, both of those guys came in and have played full time, you know, since their freshman year, and you know, I talked to these guys a little bit, you know, the team and these guys a little bit, you know, last weekend we were on the road, and you know, these two guys, meaning Armga and Cooley, you know, deserve to go out on their terms. And they've given us everything they had. And, you know, I trust them that, you know, with the basketball and with their decision process, that they're going to do what's best for the team. And I told the rest of the team we owe it to them because of that trust and what they've provided for this program over the last 4 years. And you know, we're gonna kind of leave it up to them to carry us, and certainly, you know, we got other guys that are going to help in that load, but I want these guys to go out on their terms, doing it their way, and I trust that they're going to do that, and that's the way we're going to keep it right now.
Coach Kevin Luke from the men's basketball team over at Michigan Tech is with us. Before we let you go, Coach, I want to go back to, again, battling for that home playoff spot for the quarterfinals. How big is it for this team? Do you feel this team can win anywhere? It seems like they can, but is it that much more important to be at home?
Well, again, I really believe this in my heart that we can win anywhere. If we have to go on the road, certainly we'll do that, and we'll play our butts off. But I do feel, because of the duration and the time away from their regular everyday activity, that it is disrupting. That means you got to leave on. You'll play our last regular season game on Thursday. You got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, to get things organized, to get your logistics, where you're staying, where you're going, and then you leave either Monday night or Tuesday, depending upon where it is. You know, if it's down in Ohio, you might even leave late Monday, and then, you know, Tuesday, finish a trip, practice, and then play Wednesday, and if you're lucky enough to win, then you're moving to the place that's got the top seed, and then you don't know where that's going to be. So it's just the time on the road and the schedule is just... I remember a couple years ago when we went to played a quarterfinal game down in Hillsdale. We were gone for 11 days almost. You know, we played regular season, then we played tournament, then we played, you know, we won the quarterfinal, and it was just, wow, these guys were so gassed at the end of it. They thought they were on an NBA schedule, and that's pretty difficult when you don't practice that often. But we're just, I mean, number one, Dirk, we want to get in it, and we'll do whatever we got to do, and we'll play our butts off, but we'd certainly like to have that first game at home.
And we can't wait. We're glad you guys are back home, Coach. The Huskies taking on two very formidable enemies in the GLIAC this weekend. Wayne State Thursday night, 7:30, following the women's game, and then Saginaw Valley State on Saturday afternoon at 3 following the women's game. These are huge GLIAC matchups. Get your tickets at 487-2073. And, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming back home.
Thanks, boys. Always a pleasure.
All right, Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Drive Time right after this.